We begin this morning with the government's response to the asylum seeker accommodation crisis. Three new centres are to open in Dublin in a bid to cut the numbers of the 503 people currently having to sleep rough because there's literally nowhere to go. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. So this latest announcement from government, Paul, three new centres. Tell us where they are, how many beds and when they'll open.
Well, only we've got some of the information, but not all of it. With regard to where they are, the former senior college on Oblana Avenue in Dunleary is one site. Airways Industrial Estate in Santry is a second, and Dalkane House in Clondalkin. We don't have a date as to when they're going to open, and I don't think it's a date. There'll probably be different. If you look at the Dunleary site, the former senior college, that's been derelict for more or less than 10 years, according to the Fine Gael senator Barry White. He told RT Radio last night that it could open within the next 4 weeks. But once again, we have to wait and see if that's actually the case. So you've got different sites and different deadlines as to when they're going to open. And your final question in relation to just exactly how many people are going to be accommodated, I'm not even sure the authorities know just yet.
There are currently 503 people sleeping, asylum seekers, who are literally homeless. There are around 180 arriving a week. So even if these new centres provide a couple of hundred new beds, it doesn't take long for the problem to become as bad again.
Exactly. Just yesterday, the Minister for Integration, Roger O'Gorman, said that he expected to bring on 350 additional beds in the next week. But as you say, with 503 people already homeless, that still leaves 150 requiring assistance, with more people arriving every week. This is going to be a rolling problem. And it was clear from a news conference that Minister O'Gorman gave yesterday, he didn't give any deadline. There wasn't any line in the sand as to when there would be no longer people who are seeking asylum in Ireland going to have accommodation, and, you know, the site of tents in the city centre of Dublin would end. It seems as if this is going to be a rolling problem because people are continuing to arrive and it is becoming more and more difficult to find accommodation.
We have the Clare protest continuing. We have reports of divisions or rows at Cabinet. We had Green Senator Roisin Garvey talking about Minister Roderick O'Gorman being thrown under a bus on this issue. So I suppose the question is, how does this look like a whole of government approach?
Yeah, Senator Roisin Garvey talking about that difficulty being faced by Minister O'Gorman, and she set off something of a firestorm when she used the under a bus analogy. The Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns stood up in the Dáil, said that there was war in Cabinet over the issue. Now, Minister O'Gorman at that news conference, her reference, said no, it wasn't that case, that he was receiving the assistance from his other ministers. So I, from talking to some people off the record, I didn't get the impression that there was war at the heart of Cabinet, or the bus analogy was accurate. But it was pointed by Minister O'Gorman to say that while progress is being made, referencing the 350 additional beds, he did say that every department has to do more and will continue to have to do more, and each minister is going to have to do more if they're going to solve the problem.
And it's about, it's just under a week since that incident on Sandwith Street where asylum seekers who'd set up a makeshift camp with their tents, where there was a standoff between pro and anti-immigrant protesters, and where ultimately the asylum seekers moved on and their tents were burned out. A meeting with Garda Commissioner Drew Harris today about policing and the safety of people sleeping rough on our streets now.
That's right. I mean, it is accepted that if you don't have accommodation for people who are seeking asylum, then they're going to be in a far more vulnerable position if they're living in a tent or in a sleeping bag in the corner of a shop in Dublin city centre. So to that extent, we have the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, and Integration Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, meeting the Commissioner later on today. Now, Minister Harris did talk to the Garda Commissioner earlier on in the week. The Commissioner said that he had operational integrity, meaning he had enough resources and people to do the job. But on Morning Ireland, only a few days ago, the Garda Representative Association, which represents rank and file Garda, said the situation was very difficult. So we wait to see what comes out of today's meeting.
And finally, Paul, Micheál Martin Tánaiste, Defence Minister, he's going to be speaking on the triple lock mechanism today.
Yeah, this triple lock mechanism, in other words, in order to deploy Irish troops abroad, it requires, that is the mission, and the support from the cabinet or government, from the Dáil, and the backing of the United Nations. And the Tánaiste is asking the question whether or not this triple lock remains fit for purpose. And he's doing it through a system which is going to be called the Forum on International Security Policy, and which is examining the wider issue of Ireland's military neutrality. And that's going to involve a series of meetings coming up around the country. Okay. And so I think the key thing that the minister's trying to raise is, let's look at this in the broadest possible context. But if you're talking about the triple lock in particular, one of the issues the government has had is the idea that if Ireland did want to participate in some form of peacekeeping or peace enforcement operation, and one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, say Russia, decided to veto it, is it right and proper that Russia would effectively be able to determine whether Irish troops go abroad or not? So it's a very topical issue, a very hot issue, and it's going to be kicked off in the Dáil today with Dáil statements, including the Minister for Defence and the Tánaiste, Micheál Martin.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you.